DHS labels opponents of COVID measures as potential terror threats during protests. By Wendell Hasebo on August 14, 2021. United States Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has labeled opponents to coronavirus measures as potential terror threats. According to an NBC News screen capture reported by Jack Posobiec on Saturday. Potential terror threats, NBC News captioned the graphic, citing the DHS. Underneath the headline, terror threats are listed as those who are opposed to COVID measures, believe Trump can be reinstated, and 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays. ABC News reported. DHS National Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin issued on Friday warned that threats from domestic terrorists, individuals engaged in grievance-based violence, and foreign terrorists are exacerbated by the pandemic, including grievances over public health safety measures and perceived government restrictions. The DHS's labeling of those who oppose coronavirus measures, which could include lockdowns, mask mandates, and forced vaccinations, comes after the nation experienced protests in show of their opposition to governments and businesses encroaching on individual rights and duties. Parent Carrie Blair from Collierville School District in Tennessee told Reagan Memphis that she is protesting the school system's mask mandate. "We want to have our own right and have our own decision to decide to wear a mask or not," she explained. "That's why I'm here today, and that's the right that I have to make that for my child as a recommendation." Registered nurse Crystal Real stated in Kentucky that none of us want to lose our job. "The reason I came out here is because, well, I've been a nurse for 13 years. And I've never taken a vaccine," she said in protest of a local hospital's vaccination mandate. CT technologist at Peace Health St. John Tammy Harris told KTPV Fox 12 in Washington State that he is healthy and should not have to undergo the hospital's mandates. "I'm a healthy individual and they need to prove I pose a danger to my patients. I believe I can survive it, and if I can't, I am willing to take the risk. I'm willing to take the end result, which could be death," he stated about the hospital's forced vaccination protocols. Happening now, thousands of citizens are out rallying at the Washington State Capitol in protest of Gov Inslee's forced vaccination mandate, tweeted Katie Davis Gort regarding Governor Jay Inslee's D. forced vaccine mandate, set to take effect August 31. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.